Because of time. I could have started, but because of time. Now, hear this. Oh, are you here, right? So the Bible was written in Hebrew, interpreted into Greek. Right? We call it Roman, but in the actual sense, it's called Latin. Now, it was interpreted into Greek. From Greek, it was interpreted into Latin. Okay? Now, this is what happened. And you must know this truth and get it into your spirit. So, there was no Christianity in Rome. They killed Paul. They authorized the killing of Jesus, because Jesus, by that time, when he was being crucified, Israel was a colony of Rome. Israel was being ruled by Rome. It was colonized. Africa was colonized. South Africa was colonized. Nigeria was colonized. Israel too was colonized by Rome. It was under the leadership of the Roman Empire. Are you there? By that time, the king of Rome was called Theophilus. Now, Theophilus was the president of Rome, living in Rome. And Jesus, when he was born when Herod was a king. So the Roman Empire, after colonizing Israel, they said, you can continue with your king, have your king, do anything under your kingship, but on administration, you will be under the Roman Empire. Just as what they did to Africa. They colonized South Africa and allowed the kings to continue ruling as kings. Are you there? And Israel was divided. There was the southern Israel and the northern Israel. Now, the southern Israel was called Judah. And the northern Israel was called Israel. So there was Israel and there was Judah. Are you there? Yes. And there were two kings ruling. That's what you'll be hearing about Antipas. You'll be hearing about Philip. So these kings were ruling. There was Herod ruling, Agrippa, all those kings. You'll be hearing them about when you talk about the northern Israel and the southern Israel. Now, I want you to understand one thing. Because tonight we're talking about miracles. Are you here, right? But you will not understand these things until you understand the genesis of all these things. How things changed for people to stop believing the way people used to believe before, and for the move of God to be restrained. To have, you see, in those days, people would see angels like human beings. What happened? What changed? People could see angels like, you see? What did it happen? So this is what happened, and I want you to hear this. So there was northern Israel and southern Israel, Judah and Israel. How many are following? So these, in these kingdoms, there was a man called Herod. Herod was a king before the nation was divided. Jesus was born in the days of the kingdoms being divided. This is why Jesus was born in Nazareth. Are you there? He was born in Nazareth. But what you must understand is this. The mother of Jesus and the father of Jesus were staying by the sea in Galilee, near the Sea of Galilee. The mother of Jesus was from Nazareth. So is the father. But the father originally, he was from Bethlehem. So Jesus Christ, his father, which is Joseph, met Mary in Galilee. But you must understand, Mary is not from Galilee. Mary is from Nazareth. And Joseph is from Bethlehem. So during the time of census, of counting people, every person was supposed to go to his country. So Jesus, by that time, he was in northern Israel. He was not in southern Israel. So the king of the south said, it's time to count our census. So there was a need for Joseph to leave northern Israel, to travel to southern Israel for census. Now, having Mary as the wife, you're married to me, so you're part of me. Meaning to say, you'll be part of my southern kingdom. How many are following? So Mary and Jesus, they took off a journey. They went to Bethlehem. Because Bethlehem was the city of David. David grew up in Bethlehem. And today it's no longer Israel. It is under Palestine, Bethlehem. It's under Palestine. In 1967, when the British was dividing the land, they put this land under the Palestine. So in this place, in Bethlehem, that was a city of David. David grew up in Bethlehem. He was born in Bethlehem and he grew up in Bethlehem. You are here?
Yes.
Because sometimes religion, without having the knowledge of what you're following, does not help. Now, I want you to understand this information. So Jesus went to Bethlehem. All right? The prophet says what? Can something good come out of what? Of Nazareth. Why? You will know the reason why. So when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, he was right away. The angel of the Lord said to the father, run away with the child to Egypt. So they ran to Egypt. After Egypt, they went back to Nazareth, where the company of his father Joseph was. The father had a factory of manufacturing furniture. He was a carpenter. So he went back into Nazareth. So Jesus grew up, lived, did everything in Nazareth. He did all his school in Nazareth. People don't know that Jesus Christ did the school, right? But he did the school. In those days, the school they had was to learn how to read and to write. So Jesus Christ read the law. They were calling it the Torah. So Jesus read the law, which are the five books written by Moses. Are you here? That's why Jesus Christ, after finishing his school, you were only allowed to open the Bible in the temple and read as a priest at the age of 30. Because at that time, you are assumed to understand the law, number one. Two, to be groomed. Three, to pass through all your youth stage. You are grown up. They can trust you to read the Torah. So when Jesus had finished the Torah, he went to be baptized by John. Are you there?
Yes.
This is why even his ministry, he began his ministry at the age of 30. Because you are not allowed to preach if you are under 30. You are not allowed to stand in the temple and preach if you are not 30. So that's why Jesus could have started his ministry. But when you read the Bible says he could not perform this miracle because his time. So the time for what? The time to perform miracles, the time to preach. This is why people were shocked when he was 12 years, he was able to preach to the priests. They were all shocked by the knowledge he had at that age. Are you hearing me right? So Jesus said the law. That's why he was quoting the law. It is written in your own law. It is written in your own law. It is written in your own law, because he studied the law, the Torah. Even Paul studied the law. He was a lawyer by profession. So he knew the law. Oh, are you here, right?
Yes.
How many are hearing the message? Okay, so you must understand this issue. Understand it very well, where we are coming from. So when Jesus became 30 years, immediately he never waited. That's why every child, when he is 30 years, he was now given in that. It was a custom when you are 30, you are supposed to go and read. They were calling it given. Okay? Given into the temple to read the Bible. That's what the Bible says. Unto us, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given. So Jesus was born. When he became a son at 30 years, he was given. Now, how many are following the message? How many are following? So when he became 30 years, he was given into the temple. When he went in the temple, he had come from the 40 days prayer and fasting, preparing his mission. When he was given the temple, he was given the Bible to read. And he read the Bible. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Blah, 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 blah. Then he closed. Then he said, today it has been fulfilled. You are there, right? He only skipped one sentence that he skipped when reading that. What was he quoting? Which chapter was he reading? Isaiah what? Isaiah? Now, give me Isaiah 61 from verse 1. All right? Now, go to Isaiah 61 from verse 1. Now, I want you to see something here, right? The Spirit of the Lord, God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me, be counting, right? To preach the good tidings to the poor, say one. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Two.
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
Three.
Opening of the prison, those who are bound.
Four.
Verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the day of vengeance of our God. 6, right? Now go to Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Then he was given the Bible. Now let's start from verse 17. Let's start from verse 17. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. Well. You are not understanding the whole story. Go to verse 16. Verse 16. So he came to Nazareth. I told you. He went where?
Nazareth.
Not in Bethlehem. Bethlehem was a place to be born, as the prophecy was given, that from the root of David. From the root of David. What's going to happen? Isaiah 11 verse 1. Quickly. Isaiah 11 verse 1. Oh, all right. Isaiah 11 verse 1. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse. Now, give me NIV, right? A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. And where was David? Which city? In Bethlehem. So Jesus was supposed to be born in Bethlehem, as it was prophesied, that from the root, number one. Number two, where Jesus was born in Bethlehem. The word Bethlehem, it used to be called Bethel, which means the house of God. But in Amos chapter 4, the Bible speaks how the place was contaminated with idol worshippers. Eventually, the place was changed from Bethel to Bethlehem, which means Bethel, house. Hem is a Hebrew word which means bread. So the place was changed. We cannot call this place house of God. This is the place of idols. So we are changing it to the house of bread. But what they didn't know is, even if they changed the name from the house of God to house of bread, Jesus is the bread of life. So even if it's called a house of bread, yes, Jesus is the bread of life. So Jesus was supposed to be born from there, because Bethlehem, it is a spiritual portal. It is a place where Jacob slept and saw what? Angels ascending and descending. So Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Right? And you must understand, there are two Bethels in the Bible. Two Bethels. And the people, they confused. They think it was only one Bethel. There are two Bethels. Two Bethels in the Bible. So Isaiah 61 speaks. Jesus is given the Bible. He was given, from verse 16, go verse 16. He was given the book of Isaiah 61 to read. Remember, it was in the temple. Only a person who has studied the Torah and he is 30 years and above was given the chance to stand on the pulpit, open the Bible, minister, preach, because you have now known the Torah, which are the five books of Israel. When I say five books of Israel, I mean five books of Israel. Five books of Israel, they are the five first books, which we have also put them in the Bible as the first books. Leviticus, and in this there's the whole law, which many countries took the law from. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt. So the whole law, he knew the law. Jesus knew the law. You will never read the Bible where they say, and Joseph read the Bible. For Jesus to be given the Torah to read, it means he had finished the course of studying the five books. Only a person who had finished the five books was given the access to stand on the altar, open the Bible, which is called the Torah, and read from there. Hello? Hello? When Jesus ministered at the age of 12, it was breaking the protocol. Now, if you see there, now go verse 16 of Luke 4, verse 16, the Bible reads in this way. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and I told you he grew up in Nazareth. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue. What custom? It was a custom of Jesus Christ to be in the synagogue. And at the same time, there was a custom where when you are 30 years, you are supposed to the Bible. Now the Bible continues saying, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. 17. And he was handed the book of prophet Isaiah. It's Isaiah chapter what? 61. Come on, say together. Isaiah what? 61. Wait, we read how many things? Six things. All right? To preach, to heal, to bind. All right. So now, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. That's Isaiah 61, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Be counting, right? No, not now. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. One. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Two.
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
Three.
Recover of sight to the blind. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. 19. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. 20. Then he what? Now, go back to Isaiah 61. See where it said, he, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, then he closed the book. But you must understand, that verse didn't end like that. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and vengeance. But he didn't want to read the vengeance part. So he closed the book. Now, go back to Isaiah 61. Go back to Isaiah 61. Now, Isaiah 61, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of God, to comfort all who mourn. Have you seen when he just said to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and he closed the book? You see, we follow what we know. Some of us who didn't just accept the calling and began to preach. We know what we preach. We know what we preach. So Jesus, when he did that, he crossed the Bible. Why did he cross the Bible? He didn't want to say, I've come here for vengeance. That part, he didn't want them to know. He crossed quickly. And the Bible says, and they took him to throw him. Because he said, that person, it is me. That person who the Spirit of the Lord is supposed to be upon him, says, today it has been fulfilled. Now, they got so angry. They said, how can it be you? So they took him on top of the mountain. They went on the cliff. They want to throw him and kill him. When they took him on that mountain, I went on that mountain. It's crazy. It's up. If they throw you there, you are gone. But the Bible says, and Jesus, when they were about to throw him, went through them. Meaning to say, if you are standing here, he will go through your stomach, through you, through this one, through this one. They said, ah. And they had no energy because it was a shock to see somebody going through you. And no, leave this guy alone. Leave him. He went through them, paralyzed, shocked. This is what we will do to our enemies. They'll say, what's going on? You walk through them.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me right?
Yes.
So Jesus, now I want you to get this information right before we continue. Right, understand why Jesus, he was doing some of these activities. So understand, he was born in Bethlehem to fulfill what? The prophecy, which is from the root of Jesse. Number one. Number two, he was bread. He's the bread, and he shall be the bread. Number three, the root of from the root of David. Let's finish first on the root of David. Why did he, you see, he was born in Nazareth. I mean, he was born in Bethlehem, grew in Nazareth, and he died in Jerusalem. Now, what is the meaning of all this? What is the meaning of all this? I'm trying to show you about a miracle. You will not leave this place tonight without a miracle. So Jesus, he was killed in Jerusalem. Why he was killed in Jerusalem? Because they said he was preaching, blaspheming the real gospel. Until today, we have those pastors, those priests, those apostles who feel like what we are doing here is a blasphemy, is a force. The same mentality was in those men of God. They are the ones who killed Jesus. Jesus was not killed by Muslims. Jesus was killed by the Pharaoh people going in the same temple.